Chapter 8. The Future and Back. I held on to the machine as it shook from side to side. I thought only of Weena. When I looked at the dials, I was very surprised. I had pulled the levers forward and was traveling further into the future. Each day and night grew longer and longer, even though I was traveling at a high speed. I guessed that the world had slowed down, and now each movement of the sun across the sky took years. The sun grew bigger and redder, and the moon disappeared. Finally, a large red sun stood still in the sky. It became brighter for a moment, and then it quickly darkened. After a while, I stopped the machine. I was on an empty beach. The rocks on the beach were a dull red color. The only living things were some green plants growing on the rocks. There were no waves and no wind. A large red rock moved slowly toward me. When I looked more closely, I saw it was really a large crab-like animal. This world felt very lonely, so I jumped 100 more years into the future, but nothing had changed. I kept traveling into the future. The sun grew larger but darker. Fewer living things moved around, and then nothing moved at all. Everything was dark and cold and silent. I felt terribly sick. I decided to return to my time. I think that I fainted during the trip back. However, when I awoke, the sun was gold and the sky was blue. I had landed back in my laboratory. I am very glad to be home, but my mind keeps returning with sad fondness to Weena and the future.